This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Much of the nation is going to see a dangerous mix of sub-zero temperatures, howling winds, and blizzard conditions that have already been pounding the Northwest.
In Oregon, Tim Carlberg summed it up as he looked for essentials in a local hardware store.
The ice apocalypse is coming upon us.
Chris Voss is Director of Emergency Management for Multnomah County, Oregon.
When we're seeing temps of 15 and wind chills of like -1 and -5. That really shows you how rare this is.
The blast of frigid weather began hammering the Pacific Northwest Tuesday morning, and forecasters say it's expected to move to the northern Rockies, then the plains, and blanket the Midwest with heavy snowfall. The northernmost regions of the U.S. could see wind chills near 70 degrees below zero. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukraine will never surrender. That's what President Zelensky told Congress last night as he briefly visited Washington and thanked Americans for their support in Ukraine's war with Russia.
Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way.
Sam Bankman-Fried is expected to appear in a federal court in New York City today. He has apologized for the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, but denies defrauding anybody. Prosecutor Damian Williams is warning anyone involved with the failure of FTX to come forward.
If you participated in misconduct at FTX or Alameda, now is the time to get ahead of it. We are moving quickly, and our patience is not eternal.
The CDC says nearly 107,000 Americans died of drug overdoses last year. That's nearly 16% higher than the year before. Gas is down to $3.10 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Washington is saying a fond farewell.
It's the end of almost a half century in Washington, D.C. for Democratic Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, who finishes his career in January and says goodbye to Washington with a mix of resignation and resolve. 82-year-old Senator Patrick Leahy took office in 1975 and hopes the collegiality he once knew will return.
I'm very worried if we don't get back to it. This country is going to be severely damaged.
He cast over 17,000 votes, one of the first against funding the Vietnam War.
You can imagine the pressure I was getting. I was told that I'd never be reelected. I thought that's the case. It's worth it.
And what's he most proud of after 48 years?
I kept my Vermont values and my integrity.
Senator Leahy leaves office January 3rd. His successor, Vermont's Democratic Representative Peter Welch. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.